Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Ew.
Hello there. You're listening to another episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour.
Ladies Night.
My name is Maud Garrett.
I'm Alison Hayslip. And for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to sip some booze and spit some news. And we're going to spit it with Tom. White Wine Krajewski.
Super Volcano.
White Wine Mandango. I messed it all up.
It's fine.
Hi, Tom. It's episode three. We're recording in a row. Hey. I've been drinking an entire can of rosé.
I'm eating peanuts.
Maud's eating peanuts.
She said peanuts, yes.
We're a disaster. Nuts. Everyone's still on vacation.
Nuts.
Do I say peanut differently?
Well, when you pluraled it.
Peanuts. Well, I'm eating more than one. I'm not having
just
a peanut.
Saying, it sometimes it comes out.
I have not heard penis.
Okay. Maybe
Tom
I hear what I want to hear.
That he has heard penis.
I'm eating peanuts.
And I'm just so.
I'm not. Technically, by the time this episode airs, we're all back from vacation.
Yeah. But how was vacation, Allison?
I mean, I hope it was amazing. I hope I am super fucking tan the next time you guys see me.
Yeah. I hope Hawaii was on my side.
I know. I can't believe you went to Hawaii.
That's right.
We went to like opposite oceans, girl. You were like hanging out in the Pacific. I'm hanging out in the Atlantic.
Don't pull up the map again.
Don't pull up the map.
She doesn't know.
You don't know where the Pacific and the Atlantic are?
Boom.
Yes, exactly.
She's pointing in
opposite sides of the United States of America.
That's good enough,
Maud. My arms are out like I'm an albatross.
Oh, you're an albatross?
What a reference.
Is that?
What a aviary.
They have the longest
reference.
Wingspan.
They do.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yes.
I do not know.
Is you know those kids' good. Facts that you hear as a kid and you're like, oh, cool, I'll commit that to memory forever and use it once every 9 years?
Yeah.
Albatross has the longest wingspan.
Oh.
By the way, this is the first time we've recorded three episodes with Maud. I think.
In a row,
yeah.
I feel like we've done it once before.
Have we done it once before?
I don't know.
Maybe we've done it once before. But I will say, this is like a taste of Drunksmith for you.
That's
right. I've done Drunksmith twice.
No, you've done Drunksmith.
Yes.
That's going to be a
I hope you're prepped for that, girl.
It's going to be.
Like, we basically move in for a day.
It's.
I am an Australian, so I have the drinking component down.
Yeah.
My whole adult life from 18.
I'm not concerned about your ability to drink.
I get hungry, and you deliver lots of food.
You do.
You have lots of food to choose from.
Your listeners are the best.
Last time I had a cannelloni.
Cannelloni, yeah. was that from?
A cannoli.
Cannelloni is a.
I don't know what you're talking about. She had a cannoli from Mike's, which is like one of Boston's favorite Mike's pastries.
In the North End.
Although someone gave me shit the other day because apparently there's another place that's right around the corner from Mike's that is the less touristy, more locals version of like the best cannolis. And I'm like, what?
Is that like the equivalent
Two
of Pink's?
Cannolis?
Yeah, like you
like,
don't
Pink's
actually go to Pink's.
Isn't great.
No, it's not.
But
Pink's hot dogs is what we're talking about.
When I was a tourist coming to LA, I had Pink's.
The only time I have eaten at I've lived within a mile and a half to 2 miles of Pink's almost my entire time that I've lived in LA. I don't know if I'm currently in that vicinity, but whatever, close enough, right? I have been to Pink's once ever, and it was when my friend from London was visiting, and I was like, we've got to take him to Pink's. It's a touristy thing to do. And I had the hot dog, and I was like, this is fucking awful.
One and done.
Yeah. It's not good.
Did you get the chili one? Is that why?
Tom, I feel like you have thoughts and you can't express.
I think I only had the chili dogs there, and they kind of just sit in my stomach. Like,
to be fair, there are a lot of things about LA where, from a tourist perspective, it's a super priority. But when you live in LA, you're like, oh.
Well,
dear
I'm sure that's
Lord.
Like the Eiffel fucking Tower in Paris. Like, no one who actually lives in Paris is like, you know what I gotta do? Go to the Eiffel Tower? No, you don't. You're like, Jesus, avoid the Eiffel Tower at all costs because it's gonna be crowded as fuck. Have you been
always,
to Paris?
Yeah, 3-4 times.
How have you not gone to Paris?
Must be nice to be rich.
It's so far out. A lot of the time for work. It's so far out of the way from like the hub of where the norm is.
I don't think that's... When I went... I was in Paris for less than 48 hours.
It's
and
all the way over that away. When usually where I'm staying, it's all the way over that away.
Yeah, but you're saying all the way over that away when Paris is like maybe 2 miles long. Like, it's not like LA where LA is like,
yeah,
you can be at one end of LA and it'll take you a day to get to the other end of LA. In Paris, it's like, oh, it might take me 45 minutes.
Yeah, but I walk everywhere.
But really, I think you can walk from one end of Paris to the other within 2 hours.
Really? All right.
Probably.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right. Paris is not huge.
Yeah, but it's bigger.
Like, people think New York is huge, and I'm like, New York is a mile.
Yeah.
New York City is literally a mile. You can walk a fucking mile.
It's a mile.
Yeah, you can walk it.
It took me a mile. It took me 2.5 hours to ride around Central Park one time.
Well, yeah, but that's like, you weren't like riding for time. You were riding to like enjoy Central Park.
It was somewhat leisurely, and there were some hills.
There were some heels? Oh, hills.
Hills.
I love hell. Misunderstanding mode.
Hell. I have to put a U in this. I'm
no,
a hill.
Hole. There's no hill.
Hole.
Hill.
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 Hill. You hill. Said hill.
Hill. It hill. Is. It's a hill.
You're, you got an E in there. It sounds like H-E-L-S.
Yeah, yeah, but I put E's in every other thing. Bia.
Bia.
Yeah.
That's adding a syllable.
B-A. That's a Y.
A bia. But that's, beer is definitely a one syllable word.
Yeah, so squirrel for you guys as well.
No!
We
went
squirrel. We did it before, squirrel.
No, squirrel has twice as many letters as beer.
And it still, yeah, it still remains to be one syllable for Americans. Squirrel.
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 To you my guys. Brain.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Actually, I'm going to, this reminds me, we have an email about pronouncing things. I'm going to get into emails a little early because we actually have an email about pronouncing stuff. So here we go. This email is Lazy Cooking and Pronunciations. Oh my God, Maude, what are you
we're
doing?
Eating away from the microphone. That's what we're doing.
Oh, good for you.
While you're reading, otherwise here, ready?
That's awful. That's, we're not an ASMR podcast.
That's why I'm leaning
forward.
We
couldn't be. We'd have a lot more listeners.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, this email comes from Hero Pat. We all know Hero Pat.
Hero Pat.
What's up? Oh, sorry. What is up, Quad H Ladies Night crew?
What's up, Phil the Hero?
No. Hero Pat.
Phil Hero?
Phil Hero is like...
Phil Hero.
Sorry, I felt a hero and his name was Pat.
There you go.
Good recovery? Is that no, good?
Sure.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
And Maude.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't do it the right way.
But hi.
Hero Pat.
Hope you're all doing well. Long-ish time listener here. Pat, you're like one of the originals. You're the OG. I apologize if this email is too long. It's not too long at all. I'm emailing because of a few episodes ago, working with a murderer. And I want to talk about two things, lazy cooking and word pronunciations. First, Maude says she cooks with mainly a panini maker, and I applaud her.
Thank you.
I want to applaud her so much for that. I want to a-maud her. Get it? Because
that's,
it rhymes.
That's good.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Apologies in advance.
Thank you. You're needed. I used my... panini, my sandwich press this morning on my leftover pizza.
Ooh.
It's so good, guys.
So
it's so good because it
so
kind of like
you had
sears,
pizza for breakfast.
It sears the top of it with like little grill marks on it and just encases it all. So it's almost crispy, crunching into the cheese that is all melted.
Stop talking. I'm so hungry.
Okay. I want to comment on that because I seriously do the same thing, but instead with a new wave oven. Specifically, the New Wave Elite. This is new NU Wave.
Oh, okay.
I've heard about these ovens. This bad boy cooking machine is something I use religiously every day to warm up or cook food to a perfect crisp.
Yes.
Oh.
Whether it's burritos, burgers, pizza, fries, some warm dessert, this oven will cook things so well it will either taste brand new or better.
Yes, yes.
Than it was when it was brand new.
I know this, Pat. I know it.
Yeah, I am not exaggerating. It's better than a toaster oven. Just think of an oven, but much faster. I highly recommend it to any lazy person who doesn't enjoy cooking like I don't.
That's
what's
me.
What's it called again?
A new elite.
A new wave.
New wave. Yeah. Elite.
Right, I'm
looking it up. It looks like a glass case of emotion.
All right, cool. Look at that.
I think it's one of those like you buy them on, QVC and stuff like
that. Yeah, it looks like a...
But that was on Amazon. How much is it? Can you go to the Amazon
new
page?
But wait, there's more.
Let's see. Yep.
But wait, there's more for $19.95.
Oh, that one's used.
Scroll down. Scroll down.
That one's used. Let's
$100. $100.
No, but that's used for $100. Let's
I'm
see
sorry.
What it is.
I'm
new.
Not sure I care.
$180. So it's $180.
New way.
All right.
That's still only $99.
Can you fit your pieces of pizza in that thing? I mean, that looks... Can.
Wait, what's the elite? We need the elite price.
New elite.
We need the elite. New wave elite. New wave pro plus. New wave... We don't know.
I don't like cooking, and that looks like it's perfect for me reheat.
Yeah. None of these say elite. I'm very upset by them. Anyway, whatever. There you go.
We'll take it on, though.
Okay, secondly.
Secondly? Wow. Three quarters of a cannon of rosé.
I completely just got confused by myself. Woo. Secondly,
amazing.
You guys talked about the pronunciation of the words squirrel and orange.
Uh-huh.
My friends here in Buffalo were having a debate if the words slider and cider rhyme.
Slider and cider.
Yep.
It's no shit.
Slider, cider.
But yeah, hold on. This is what it goes on. A handful of friends here in the New York area say they don't rhyme, while my Californian friend and I say they do rhyme.
Yeah.
You and your Californian friend are correct.
Yes.
Also, I'm from New Jersey, and I would say them that way.
Yeah,
so
same.
New York friends are saying cider correctly, but it almost sounds like they are saying sloiter.
Sloiter.
Sloiter, like sloiter.
Let's go get some sloiter. I don't know. I don't
sloiter.
Get that. Sloiter?
Yeah, give me a sloiter. That makes sense. If I'm talking in a New York accent, I want a sloiter.
Is that really what a New Yorker would sound like, saying sloiter?
If I'm talking in a New York accent, you got to talk with your... So New York is all up in the front of your mouth, and you want to have a sloiter. Yeah,
sloiter?
I get it. If I was
sloiter? Okay.
Sloiter. Like, I'm not trying to say sloiter.
Impressive accent.
But sloiter.
Sloiter.
Like Boston, you guys talk with your mouth wide.
Sure, give me a slider.
Wide.
Dude, I'll take five
take
sliders.
A slider.
Slider.
Yeah,
because
talk really wide.
S-L-A-H-D-A. Slider.
But either way, they are the same words. Slider and cider.
Okay, yes.
All right, the Australian test of it?
Yes.
Slider. Cider.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, there you go.
And that's the...
Anyway, thanks for the good times. You're the best podcast without a doubt. Sincerely, Hero Pat.
No, Hero Pat. You're the best podcast without a doubt.
Yes.
180.
Yeah, 180
and then,
bucks.
Okay, 180 for the elite. 180 for the elite.
Yeah,
there you go.
Already looked it up.
He also says, P.S. I was a diehard fan of both Attack of the Show and SourceFed.
Ooh.
So for you both to say those two show names within 10 seconds of each other is mind-blowing. We just did it again.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
The mind is
also get a New Wave Elite oven for $180.
Sponsored by New Wave.
God, we wish.
Yeah, I know.
Can they send us? Hey, New Wave.
Can New Wave send us?
Send us one. I'm hungry always.
Oh, guys, I really just want like pizza now or something.
I know. You know,
we should have thought about our new food.
Actually, last week when we were leaving the podcast,
we did talk about that.
You brought it up. You're like, we should get food while we're there doing three podcasts.
But then I came directly from a brunch meeting, so
I
literally ate right before I came to this. But now that was like 2.5 hours ago. I need more food.
Yeah.
Especially
what
if you're
was
drinking
I thinking?
That. Yeah.
I haven't eaten
drinking
it all. A whole can of rosé. Huh?
Yeah.
You haven't eaten it all, really.
I had just a little bit of sun chips here in the studio and some
snacking.
Almonds.
Aristotle is out. Our food in the building.
Almonds. What do you say? Almonds?
With an A.
Almonds.
Aristotle's going on a hunt for us.
No,
oh my God,
Aristotle.
Amazing.
You don't have to do that unless you come back with pizza.
Did someone have cake that no one ate?
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be like a break room somewhere around here where someone like, oh, we had donuts 2 days ago.
Yeah. Hey, I do. I'm down with that. Throw it in the new wave.
Oh.
Got another one for
donuts.
You guys.
What do you have for us?
You say almond like it's O L.
No, we don't.
I said
he does.
Almonds.
Almonds.
Almond.
Ah.
Oh.
Like an ah.
Oh.
There's no O.
Almonds.
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 No, you're not saying the L. It sounds like you're not saying the L.
Yeah, she's
not. We don't say about 80% of our L's. Like Australia. Where's the L in that? It's not there.
Well, how do you say it?
Australia.
You're right. They don't say the L's.
Not.
Australian.
Australia. You can hear it slightly because he goes, almonds.
Almonds.
And not even Mons. It's not almonds.
Almonds.
No one says it like that.
They should, though, phonetically.
Almonds. I can't. No, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
Almonds.
See? Oh, you literally make the O face.
This is how you do an ah. Like you're saying all. Ah. That's not
exactly.
How you say oh.
All.
I say all.
Yeah. We're going down a whole piece.
Yeah. What are you talking? Okay, we lost Aristotle, and now I don't know what to do.
And
with
then
my
if
life
I say
anymore.
Peanuts,
yeah.
You think
okay,
saying,
you know what? That time I heard penis.
No, because
you.
I was saying when I say peanuts, you think I'm saying peanuts?
Because you're saying you're not saying nuts. You're saying nits.
That's what he's
nits.
Hearing.
It's peanuts.
Oh.
Peanuts. I don't know. We don't
peanuts.
Listen to anything I say
peanuts.
When
peanuts.
It comes to. Yeah.
Aristotle left us. Oh, God, he's coming back.
With food?
What did he find?
With food?
Oh shit, he found a plate.
Oh my God,
of donuts!
All right, and he's coming in.
Oh my God!
Yes! Wow. This is
Aristotle
why we love him.
Why am I eating peanuts when I could be eating donuts?
Donuts.
Oh, my God. Wait, Aristotle, peanuts? Since you're in the studio, please say something into one of the mics so people
hear
your glorious
are you real?
Voice.
Oh, there are more donuts, but I got two donuts and half a croissant.
Oh, my God. Doesn't he sound so sexy? Yeah.
That's amazing.
There's a croissant there,
I want
girls.
The half croissant.
Oh, really? I want half of a sprinkle.
I'm going to take half a sprinkle. I'm going to take the half croissant. Yeah.
This is probably the greatest day of my week so far.
This is amazing.
I'll take half of this guy. Thanks, Aristotle.
Mm-hmm. This is so much better. This is our third episode in a row of recording. We clearly need... We should have brought supplies.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, my God. This is such a traditional donut.
Podcast.
All right,
podcast. Podcast.
We're going to take a quick break while we devour our baked goods, and then we're going to come back.
And while you recover from fainting from hearing Aristotle's voice, obviously.
It's dreamy.
Duh.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm
great.
Happy with my croissant.
Oh.
Are we back?
You're missing.
I think we're back.
Oh, we're back.
Okay, back.
As we continue.
Welcome to the food channel.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh.
You have emails.
I have emails.
We have emails for you. This is good. We're going to do some emails.
Here's what I'm going to do. We have had a longtime listener on the show who has become one of the people we refer to as Japan Brian.
Japan Brian, yeah.
But since Maude is somewhat new to the show, Maude was not there for Japan Brian's origin story.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, Japan Brian.
It's like Wolverine. He had an origin story, and it was in Japan.
Yeah, there you go. It was a
Brian
terrible.
Brian is Wolverine. Wolverine is Brian.
Wow.
But Japan Brian is who came dressed up as Tom Super Volcano.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Comic-Con 2 years ago.
I met him. I know exactly who this is.
Yes, exactly. Great.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
But while we were at Comic-Con this year, he explained to me that there's actually a follow-up to his story that made him Japan Brian. And I was like, why haven't you told us the follow-up story?
Right?
So, I'm going to read Japan Brian's original Japan email. So you, Maude, understand why he's Japan Brian.
Yay.
And then I'm going to read his follow-up email.
Can I speak some Japanese quickly?
Sure.
Yeah. Atashinonamaiwa Maude desu. Genki desu ka? Jusansai desu, hasunensei desu, which is not applicable anymore for anyone who speaks Japanese.
What did you say?
You know that. I'm 13 and in year 8. But it's still Japanese. Hajimemashite.
Wishimichi.
That was
wow.
amazing.
Wow. What was all that for? What'd you learn that for? Nick Japan?
Nick
stuff?
Japan?
Nickelodeon.
Oh.
That's what we in the industry call Nickelodeon. Nick.
Like,
Nick UK
Japan?
And Nick Japan.
No, I was 13 and in year 8 when I learned that, hence me saying, Jusansai desu, hachinensei desu. I studied it in high school for a year. I failed it because of Harry Potter.
Why?
Because you got mixed up with the Latin that they used? Or?
No, I would rather read the books than do my homework.
Yeah. You were a
like
bad student.
Flashlight under the bed sheets, reading until 2 o'clock in the morning.
You learned something much more important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leviosa.
Yeah.
Wingardium Leviosa.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Leviosa. Snob.
Okay, so this is Brian's original email that was sent in June of 2015.
Oh my gosh.
I know, that's how long we've been doing the show.
4 years ago.
Well, we started in like April of 2015.
No.
Isn't that
old,
crazy?
Allison. Yeah.
Or did we start in 2014? I don't even remember when we started.
Japan Brian probably knows when we started.
Yeah, I know. Okay, anyway, and the email was entitled Airplane Stories. I'm going to read it. It says, Dear Allison, Alex, and Tom. It was one of those emails.
Oh my god.
Wait, I'm you, right?
Hi, Brian.
Yeah. We didn't start that yet.
Oh.
That's how early on this email was. That like meme hadn't been started in our podcast yet.
Wow.
All right. You've been sharing a lot of flying stories during the half-hour happy hour, except Tom, not so much. One-sentence flying story required. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Tom used to be the king of one-sentence stories.
And by that, she means I did one once, and everybody thinks I was supposed to keep doing one-sentence stories.
Yeah, you did them more than once. Yeah. I thought I would share with you my favorite story about a flight I was on. It all started March 11th, 2011. I will never forget that day. I was returning from a work trip in Japan and headed to Hawaii, where I lived at the time. With me was a team of 7 other guys. We started the day in Fukuoka. And we're headed to Tokyo, where we would then catch our flight back to Honolulu. If you've never been on this flight, I highly recommend it. You leave Tokyo at 7 p.m., and get to Hawaii at 7 a.m. the same day.
Wow.
Closest one can get to time traveling.
Yeah.
Is it? Australia. Same thing.
That's going, like if you leave Australia and come back?
Yep.
That's true. I had two Hawaii, two Hawaiis. I had two Halloweens. Yes. Well, I left Australia at like 7 or 8 p.m. on Halloween and landed in L.A. at like 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. on Halloween.
Yep. So you could trick-or-treat twice is what you're saying.
But I didn't do either.
Because we don't really have Halloween.
They don't trick-or-treat. And then by the time you fly back from Australia, you're like, I don't want to do anything. Yeah. Our first flight was a regional flight on All Nippon Airways, ANA. I've flown that many times. Which meant we were the only non-Japanese passengers on the plane. Overall, it was a quick flight until we reached Tokyo airspace. I'm one of those flyers who always likes to know where they are on a map. So I was watching the in-flight status updates on the TV in the back seat in front of me fairly regularly. I knew we were near Tokyo, can feel that we were in our descent approach. I'm watching the screen closely now. 18,000 feet. 17,000 feet. 16,000 feet. 17,000 feet. Wait, what? We were ascending again. My first thought was, that's not normal. After a few minutes, we finally reached a cruising altitude, and the flight attendant stepped out from behind her curtain and started making an announcement in Japanese. Huh. Now, the only thing I know how to say in Japanese is thank you and cheers, which is kanpai, but I digress.
BID.
That used to be a thing we did a lot.
Bring that back.
Digress from the stories we were talking about. Yeah. BID, but I digress.
Kanpai sounds a lot naughtier than it is.
Oh. Good point.
It does. Mod.
Sorry.
But she was talking, the flight attendant was talking for a few minutes, so I knew something was up. At this time, I'm staring at her pretty intently because I know she'll switch to English soon and give me the lowdown. And she's staring back at me, so I know she knows. At this time, she reaches into the overhead and without breaking eye contact, grabs a phrase book. She flips through a couple pages and then the words I will never forget. Ladies and gentlemen, there has been an earthquake. Sorry for the inconvenience. As she slams the curtain shut. Sorry, and she slams the curtain shut. That's it. All we got. An earthquake and an apology. Now we're circling Tokyo, Die Hard 2 style, with no clue what's going on down there. For all we know, the world is coming to an end, which wasn't too far off an assumption. Uh-huh. Turns out we were incredibly lucky because the earthquake hit at 2:46 p.m. We were scheduled to land at 3:12. We just missed it.
Yeah. Hmm. Wow. I forgot about that.
This is the earthquake. This is the earthquake that broke the nuclear reactor.
Yeah. The like ones that are still seeping
Mod
into
is
the.
Like, I don't get it yet. Yeah,
this is I remember I had friends over there that were doing live crosses when I was in radio because that's 2011.
Yeah,
And like the buildings were shaking.
Yeah, but this is the one that like made like the air radioactive for like a
and the water is still leaking into the ocean, I believe, or the radioactivity is still leaking into the water.
Something like that.
They can't contain the reactor's spill.
This is how Chernobyl happened.
Yeah.
Yes. So after a while, the flight was rerouted to Osaka, and eventually we ended up back in Fukuoka, which is a great airport to fly into because their airport code is FUK. And now that's written all over your bags, but I digress. BID. Now we're stuck in Fukuoka, and there are now flights. There are no flights because the entire country has shut down.
Whoa.
Our only move was to get a place to stay until we could fly out again. Luckily, my company has a 24-hour travel hotline for emergencies, though I didn't think they'd ever planned on an earth-moving earthquake. Well, that's right. It was so bad, like it shifted the earth off its axis by like a percentage or something.
Whoa.
Yeah. That the hotline could book them hotel rooms for the night. After a long time on hold, I finally got a hold of a guy who could help me. I was trying to get 8 rooms for 8 guys, 7 plus me. Each of us had a travel number associated with our trip plan that our company could book us a room through. Problem is, I was on a payphone using a phone card and had about 10 minutes left on it. We were able to book 3 rooms before the phone died on me. The guy was able to tell me that we were staying at the Hilton near the airport, but that's all the information I had.
Oh my God, this is so stressful.
Now you're probably asking, why didn't you buy another phone card? Great question. 2 problems. 1, it was midnight and everything in the airport was closed. 2, we thought we were going to be in Hawaii by the end of the day and had been spending yen like it was Monopoly money. Now I'm gathering everyone together just to see if we have anything close enough to get a cab. We get to the cab stand, and it takes 3 cabs for us and all of our bags. The attendant asks me for a destination, and I tell him with a cool sense of certainty, the Hilton, please. And he says, which one? Fuck.
F-U-K.
Closest to the airport, I say, and pray that it's the right one. We get into the cabs and start the next leg of our journey. Now, when I hear of a hotel near the airport, I think across the street, or maybe a mile
or
two.
Yeah, exactly.
Around the time we jumped on the Japanese equivalent of an interstate was around when I started to worry. It was about a 20-minute ride, and I'm watching the meter rise while my confidence in our destination fails. We finally get to the Hilton and pay the cabbie in what little money we had left. It involved a lot of change, and luckily in Japan, they don't tip.
Oh.
I send the three guys who had rooms allegedly booked in their names to the front desk, and lo and behold, we have three rooms.
Great.
We made it to the right Hilton. Success. Great success.
Great.
They give us the keys to our rooms and send us on our way. I wasn't curious at all when we went to the top floor, probably because I was exhausted at this point. It was when I opened the door to one of the rooms that I realized they'd put us in the only rooms they had available and ready at the time. Their suites.
Nice.
Suites.
Bigger than my apartment and normally $1,850 a night.
Sweet.
They only charged us $250.
That's Japan Brian
Rolls,
man. Of
course, the next morning they woke us up and promptly moved us to more appropriate accommodations. But for that one night, it was glorious. We ended up stuck in Fukuoka for 3 days before we could fly home. And that is the most interesting flight I've ever been a part of. If anything, I hope this tale makes you chuckle just a little
bit. You know, when we first read that back years ago, Maud, I would drink a lot of wine during the show.
White wine?
White wine, yes. So I kind of forget most of that story. I apologize to Pam Bryan.
I don't think we ever got to the hotel part.
Oh, okay.
Because that is the part that he goes into in the new email that he just sent us. Because when we saw him at Comic-Con,
so
he was
the
like, there's
sequel,
a part two.
Sequel email here.
Yeah, so that included part of the sequel. But this has a bit more. Hold on. Okay, this is more description. So going the same things. He said the Hilton near the airport, but it's far away. And they walking in the hotel, I'm concerned. I was really hoping this was the right one. Luckily, it was, and they gave us the keys to our room. After a very long day, we were going to finally get some rest. When we get off the elevator, I should have noticed how few rooms there were on that floor, but I didn't at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to our rooms. It all became clear. We were booked in the only rooms they had left at the time. They were massive two-room suites. I'm talking the works. Giant beds, massive bathroom with the rainfall shower heads.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Those are so good. Yeah. Powered curtains with controls near the bed so you don't have to get up to close them.
Like a sucker. Yeah.
You forget it how like fancy that is. This thing was larger than my apartment at the time. They were incredibly nice. Three rooms were more than enough. Even though in the morning they moved us to more practical standard size rooms, for this one night, it was glorious. Once we were settled, I finally had time to call my mother and tell her I was okay. That's another thing. Like, think about that. Like, you're over there.
She's freaking out. She has
like, one of the biggest earthquakes ever hits.
God.
Yeah. Now, she knew I was traveling that day and was justifiably concerned. She had been sitting at the kitchen table watching TV all day with the neighbors and wine by her side for support. Sounds like me as a mom.
Brian, why didn't you call me earlier?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be
All in the Family.
Yes. I got on Skype and gave her a call. She was visibly relieved until mid-conversation, a coworker walks behind me wearing the giant plush Hilton Suites robe. I'll never forget my mom's reaction. What the fuck was that?
Well, I nearly died, so I wanted to sit with the men just to see what it was like.
Just see what it was like, you know? She'd been worried about me all day, and here we are at a Hilton suite. At least she now knew I was safe. 3 days later, we were back on a flight and made it home safe and sound. That's the full story. Your friend, Japan Brian. He says, P.S. Maud, I'm the guy who brought Thor to the live recording.
Yes.
Sorry, not sorry about his Asgardian accent.
He tried to do an Australian accent.
No, he didn't. He didn't try at all. He was trying to be Asgardian.
Asgardian.
I thought he was trying to be Hemsworth.
Asgardians of the Galaxy.
Hemsworth is an Australian in the Thor movies. He was trying to be Thor.
We tried to get him to do the Australian accent.
Did we?
We were drinking a lot that day too, guys.
You gotta give us.
He tried Ozzy and I was.
You were a little more tipsy, I think, that day.
Yeah, no shit. I spilled beer all over the table.
So you might forget that he was doing
No. Okay, I'm the one who listened to the podcast.
Oh, that's right.
You listened to the podcast. We did not try to get him to do an Australian accent.
Maude, you were also looping that day. I should have been in charge.
I only get pissed at people that try to do the Australian accent. They can have a free
reign. Yeah, like me. Your impression of doing an Australian accent.
You're on a long list, sweets. Everyone tries.
All right, let's go to a quick story, Tom. We got a story.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
A quick one.
So, how about this, guys?
How about it?
Henrico County, Virginia. Residents living in Virginia neighborhood woke up to find free televisions on their doorsteps.
I saw this.
This guy is wearing an old school television on his head.
Have you seen the picture?
And he's waving to all of the surveillance.
Yeah, like he wants to be caught on camera.
I love him. He's not doing anything wrong.
No, he's not at all. But why is he delivering old school TVs?
Legally, he actually is doing something wrong.
Oh, really?
Really? TV man, what are you doing?
Well, now that you guys basically know all the stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What is he legally doing wrong?
I'll just tell you that part. So,
unwanted goods.
Hold on a second.
Maybe it's considered trash because it's old TVs.
Here he goes. According to Henrico Police, the only real crime committed was illegal dumping.
Yeah.
But he just keeps going around. People find it kind of funny. Obviously,
Is it still happening?
No, this is from, I guess, maybe a few weeks ago. But he was dropping off old school TVs. Which, I mean, where do you get so many old school TVs?
Who has an abundance of them?
Who has a plethora of
Radio Shack. That is where the cops need to start.
This is like...
Listen, guys, like I said, I've been listening to a lot of true crime podcasts. You just got to think.
Is he a vigilante?
I don't know.
No, he's a community leader.
There you go.
He's trying to help people by giving TVs, just in case they're not TVs.
But my concern...
They're not good TVs.
My concern is...
It might be good for someone who doesn't have a TV, Maude.
It's like someone giving you an iPhone 5 cord charger, which isn't going to fit, but thank you.
No, but this is my thought process.
Yeah.
He's giving everyone old school TVs because those are the TVs that are capable of receiving television if you have an antenna.
Right, in case legal cable goes out, right? Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he's prepping for some doomsday thing and is giving all the people in his neighborhood the ability to get signals.
I see. In case there's nuclear war.
I'm more concerned about the fact that he's wearing a television on his head. Is that an actual emptied out television? Because I feel
that's
like that's
heavy.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm
even
sure
if you take the inside out.
Yeah, there we go. Look at that. See, that's him.
I feel like that's the actual front of a TV screen.
Yeah. No.
People have made artwork out of him.
No, it's separate. It's separate. That looks like it's from a comic book.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That's from Saga. Is it really? I still have to read that. It's been, I know, two thumbs up. I get it. I just prefer to read full books than comics. I don't appreciate art the same way.
You're not a nerd.
The way that I visualize is so full on that comic book gets in the way because I'm like, well, that's what you're telling me it should look like. But I want to know from my mind what it will look like.
Are you not a comic book reader?
No.
Really?
Not really. I mean, I've read graphic novels. I've read comic books.
To be fair,
but I read them in like 32 seconds.
Yeah, that's fast.
I'm sort of the same way with Kai. I'm a graphics. Wow.
I love my graphics.
I like my graphic novels.
One can of rosé.
Well, what you did, you combined comic and graphic in one word.
Yes, I did. I do that quite often.
I do that all the time. And I can tell when people do it. Yes. I'm like, I know what you did. No harm, no foul.
My brain
you just couldn't choose a word in time.
Or no, I just make shortcuts. That's all I do. I just make shortcuts.
It saves a lot of time for the podcast.
We get through it quicker
when you combine words.
I want to do a quick plug for another podcast, and I feel okay doing this because it's now a defunct podcast. It only lasted one season, and it's 6 episodes. But since I've been talking a lot about true crime.
Oh, what is it?
This isn't actually true crime. It's called The Mystery Show. It came out in 2015. They did 6 episodes, and then the podcast network it was on pulled the plug on it, even though it had been rated one of the top podcasts of the year by Apple. Yeah, but it's phenomenal. It is this woman, I hate that I'm spacing on her name right now, but she basically was like really intrigued by mysteries when she was a kid. So she makes it her goal to solve mysteries when she's an adult. But these mysteries are like people's own personal mysteries. Like the first episode is a friend of hers who has had this mystery in her life for like 15 years. It's when her friend, there you go, Mystery Show. Starly Kine. That's her name.
That's an amazing name.
I know, it is, right?
Starly Kine.
It's such an enjoyable podcast. But the first episode, just so you have an example of what it's all about, it's like a friend of hers lived in New York in like the early 2000s. And she was like, one day I was walking my dog and it was a Sunday night, and I saw a video store, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to rent a movie to watch tonight. And she had never been in. It was like a mom and pop video store. She walks in, and she like goes to rent this movie, but she has to like become a member to rent the movie. Mm-hmm. So Spended. She rents this movie, and she rents, oh, fuck, one of those dog movies. You know,
Air Buddies, Homeward Bound, like too.
All dogs go to heaven. Not all dogs go to heaven.
Hotel for Dogs. I used to work at a video store. I know all the dog movies.
No, it's not any of those. No. But it's one. It's not an animated.
Milo and Otis.
It's not an animated movie. Okay. It's a regular dog movie. Whatever. You know, but like couple Air falls Bud. In love and there's a dog. I don't know. Something like that.
Oh, okay. The Owen Wilson movie.
No, it's none of those.
We're talking about
Beethoven.
Is there one with... I'm picturing one, but it's none of these.
You're thinking the Owen Wilson one with Jennifer Aniston, right?
No, it's a rom-com with Diane Keane or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, keep going. I know.
Oh, crap. You guys, I don't want to take so much time trying to figure out the name of the dog movie because
The Truth About Cats and Dogs?
No, I forget. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Underdog.
Whatever. Listen to it. Anyway, she goes back the next day to return the movie.
Shiloh. It's Shiloh.
And no. And the video store is closed. And I don't mean just like closed for the day. It is like brown paper on the windows.
Oh,
she can peek inside. It is emptied out closed. And she's like, I literally just rented a movie from this place yesterday and they made me become a member. So like if they knew they were going out of business, why would they do that? And it's kind of just like sat with her for all these years. So that's the first episode is the Starly Kine going out and figuring out what the fuck happened to that.
That sounds awesome. Now I want to listen.
It's awesome. I'm telling you.
Must love dogs.
Yes!
I knew it! Yes!
I couldn't let it go.
Must love dogs.
Must love dogs.
Yes.
Anyway, that's just the beginning. Right. There's an entire episode about how tall is Jake Gyllenhaal. There's
5'10".
You got to listen to it.
5'11"?
You got to listen to it.
He's not 6 foot.
You got to listen to it. It is amazing. Because it's less about how they actually solve it. Or it's less about solving it and how they get to the point.
I love that.
Because, like, she's just kind of this person who, like, just sort of, like, oddly coincidental things happen to her while she's trying to solve this shit. And I'm a big person who doesn't believe in coincidence. I'm like, if coincidence happens, it's the universe being like, you're on the right track. So she's someone who's clearly just, like, been on the right track.
Wow.
Great episode about a belt buckle. Like, it's awesome. Anyway... It sadly is only these 6 episodes from 2015.
Dang.
But listen to all of them. It's phenomenal. And that's the only plug I'm going to give to another podcast on my podcast ever.
Totally.
I've never listened to other podcasts. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. Listen to this one.
Nice. Yeah.
It's delightful.
Right. Audiobooks.
Speaking of podcasts,
we have to end
gotta
this
get
one.
Out of here.
We gotta leave because someone's about to record in here in another 6 minutes. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter on halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us, listen to us, validate us, share us.
iTunes,
Stitcher, Google Play,
Spotify.
Tune in. Whatever you listen to us on. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Ward Garrett. Tom, make some noise.
Ladies Night.
Thank you, Tom.
I love putting you under pressure.
Starbands Audio, a podcast network.